This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Supreme Court has just ruled the ACA is here to stay.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to hail the ruling. By a 7-2 vote, the justices left the entire Affordable Care Act intact, ruling that Texas and others who sued to have it scrapped failed to show they had the standing to attack it as unconstitutional. They'd gone after the law. Mandate that people have health insurance or pay a penalty. But that requirement became toothless when Congress reduced the penalty to zero 4 years ago. Meanwhile, polls suggest the law has grown in popularity, something President Biden and other Democrats like Schumer are looking to build on.
We're going to try to make it bigger and better. Establish once and for all affordable health care as a basic right of every American citizen.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States has a new federal holiday, this one commemorating the end of slavery. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
June 19, 1865.
The day known as Juneteenth, when slaves in Galveston, Texas learned they were free. President Biden has signed into law a bill making it the 12th federal holiday.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power.
A day the nation remembers what he calls the moral stain of slavery and its capacity to heal. It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was created nearly four decades ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week for the first time since April, despite widespread evidence that the economy and the job market are rebounding steadily from the pandemic recession. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Zambia's first president, Kenneth Kaunda, has died at the age of 97. Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Kenneth Kaunda served as the first president of the Southern African nation of Zambia after it gained independence from Britain in 1964. He held the post until 1991. But his influence goes much wider, says Ghana-based lawyer Sarfo Abrebrese, who heads the Coalition of Supporters Unions of Africa.
Kenneth Kaunda continued with the fight against colonialism and played a leading role in discipling the lives of Nelson Mandela, the lives of Robert Mugabe, the lives of Sam Nujoma, and others. His legacy lasts not in a lifetime, but it lasts forever.
Like fellow post-independence leaders Julius Nyerere of Tanzania and Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe, Kaunda began his career as a teacher before shifting to politics. Kaunda remained active after his retirement, campaigning with HIV/AIDS organizations as an elder statesman in his country and the region. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Former President Laurent Gbagbo returned home to Ivory Coast on Thursday, a decade after his refusal to concede defeat in a presidential election sparked months of violence that left more than 3,000 people dead. Gbagbo was extradited to the International Criminal Court at The Hague in 2011 and spent 8 years awaiting trial on war crimes charges. A judge acquitted him in 2019, saying prosecutors had failed to prove their case. Prosecutors appealed the verdict, but a court upheld it in late March, clearing the way for Gbagbo to leave Belgium, where he has spent the past 2 years. While the government, led by his then-rival President Alassane Ouattara, has allowed for Gbagbo's return to Ivorian soil, there are already concerns about what role the divisive former leader might play in national politics. On Thursday, police in Abidjan used tear gas to disperse Gbagbo supporters as they gathered along the route that the former Ivory Coast president was set to travel after his arrival back home. A Chinese rocket delivered three astronauts to the country's orbiting space station after launching from the Gobi Desert early Thursday. The three-member crew is due to stay for 3 months in the station's main living module. While China concedes it arrived late to the space station game, it says its facility is cutting edge. It could also outlast the International Space Station, which is nearing the end of its functional lifespan. You can find more on our website, Reporting by Remote. I'm David Byrd.